God never tires of forgiving us. We are the ones who tire of seeking His mercy. This profoundly beautiful truth that Pope Francis has given us has been our theme throughout Lent. It has caused us to look back and forth between ourselves and God, between the way He is and the way we are. Nothing puts that reality more clearly before our eyes than the Passion of our Lord Jesus. To boil it down, the Passion, Jesus' suffering and death, reveals two things to us. One, the horrible effect of sin. And two, the unimaginable depth of God's love. So today I'd like to focus in on our part once more, the discomfort we feel, our wrestling, the ugliness of it all. If we're honest, we may notice that we try to escape from the realities that we hear today. We try to flee in our inner nature. We try to flee from them. If we face them, we are challenged to consider what ought to be our response to what we have seen God do today. On Good Friday, I'll once again zero in on God's tireless pursuit of us. They are two parts of the one whole. The Passion narrative from the Gospel of Matthew, which we've just heard, depicts Jesus entering into the depths of human sin and God-forsakenness. He suffers the worst kind of abuse: betrayal, denial, abandonment, false accusation, humiliation, violence, mockery, and death. And it's so much the worse because of all the people involved, only He is innocent. How much has changed for the crowd in just a few short days? The ones who cried, "Hosanna, blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord," are the very ones who now cry, "Let Him be crucified." How much has changed for the disciples of Jesus too? They promised, "Surely it is not I, Lord. And even though I should have to die with You, I will not deny You." But rather it was Jesus' prophecy that proved correct. "This night all of you will have your faith in Me shaken, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be dispersed." In the person of Peter, the disciples mumble their denial of Jesus, "I do not know the man." My friends, how fickle is the human heart. Just think of our experience of Lent. I think we all fail in our promises, don't we? And it's precisely in trying to make a sacrifice for God and failing, even utterly, that Lent bears fruit. Because we see how fickle we are. We see that the crowd is us. We can't even keep a simple fast for a few weeks. And how good it is for us to come face to face with the reality of our weakness and sin. Where does that sin lead us? To the gruesome scene on Calvary. It's all expressed in Matthew's Gospel in the one thing Jesus says from the cross: my God, why have You forsaken Me?" There is the isolation, the distance that sin creates between man and God. And Jesus entered into that space, an innocent victim crying out on our behalf. We should feel deeply this pain. We should be weeping at our sins. As we look to the cross today and return home, we should be like the onlookers in Luke's Gospel who, it says, returned home beating their breasts, that sign of sorrow and grief and guilt. Why? because they realized that what they had witnessed was the worst of all injustices, and what's more, they've had a hand in it. Blessed John Henry Newman once said in a sermon, "It seems to me impossible that anyone can have attained to the love of Christ who feels no distress, no misery at the thought of his bitter pains, and no self-reproach at having, through his own sins, had a share in causing them." And he went on to say, in words that should sober us all the way to the core of our being, "Never forget that feeling is not enough. It is not enough merely to feel and nothing more, to feel grief for Christ's sufferings, and yet not to go on to obey him is not true love, but a mockery." We return home today beating our breasts full of grief and sorrow. Let us not return home just as we came. If we do not resolve to accept the reality of our sin, but also God's undying love for us, if we do not resolve to live according to that love, our grief is just one more mockery directed at Jesus in his passion. Part of this day, this Palm Sunday, turned into Passion Sunday. And part of Lent itself is recognizing how fickle we are, our weakness, how prone we are to fall, and what that truly means, how our sin bore its putrid fruit in the death of Jesus. Yet Jesus still came to love us, to free us, to save us. May our weakness not cause us to draw back from truly feeling the effects of his passion. May our weakness rather yield to trust in Jesus' mercy, just as Jesus yielded his spirit, trusting that his Father would never truly forsake him.